The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 89th Psalm we hear, I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. Heavenly Father, it is good to begin this day in prayer and share the joy of your presence. We pray that we have made good use of this week and have done those things that are pleasing to you. May we spend the rest of this day sharing the fruits of the Spirit with those we love and those who have placed in our lives. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 16th day, Wednesday, January 31st, 2018. The Senate met pursuant...
Madam Cole, purpose you rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the body may have noticed we have a very distinguished group of young men with us this morning. Senator from Cape Girardeau was over shaking them down, trying to get them to go in the Air Force earlier, but some of them may be considering a military career. But it's my pleasure on my right and your left, Mr. President, to introduce the kings of the historically black colleges and universities attending the HBCU Kings Leadership Conference and Competition on the Lincoln University campus this weekend. 17 HBCU Kings are here with us today. And I'd like to just take a quick second to introduce them. They're from all over the United States, Mr. President. We have, I had to put my reading glasses on, boys. This will get, when you get older, it'll be just like this. Mr. Bethune-Cookman University is Joshua Cox. Mr. Bowie State University is Kyle Jones. Mr. Fisk University is Dwayne Mitchell II. And I might point out that Fisk stole our president from Lincoln, Kevin Rome. Mr. Harris Stowe State University is Jamez Kinyard. Mr. Howard University is Isaiah Reed. Mr. Houston Tulson University is Jalon Dinkins. Mr. Langston University is Mark Barber. Mr. Lamone Owen College is Chrisham Lovelace. Mr. Lincoln University of Missouri is Lorenzo Beach. Mr. Lincoln University of Pennsylvania is Tamal Harbison. Mr. Livingstone College is Javian Carter. Mr. Morgan State University is Kendall Joyner. Mr. North Carolina Central University is Nicholas Hedgepeth. Mr. Prairie View A&M University is Johan Conway Jr. Mr. Talladega College is Kwan Baker. Mr. Winston-Salem State University is Jarrell Smith. Mr. HBCU of 2017 also joins us, and he is Rakabe Anaconde. I have a guy to help me over here. Please make these young men, who are terrific young gentlemen that we've spent a little bit of time with this morning, please make them feel welcome here in the Missouri Senate chamber.
Let's please welcome the guests of the Center for Coal and show honor to these young men across the United States at the Missouri Senate chamber. Introduction of guests, Senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the Senator from the 5th.
Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 5th, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 14th?
I do.
Senator from the 14th, you may proceed.
You know, Senator, I woke up this morning and the first thing I thought about is today is the first day of Black History Month.
Yes.
And I wasn't going to do this, but I didn't know that we were going to have these very special guests here today who represent some of the historically Black colleges throughout America. And guess what I was thinking this morning? What quote I was thinking of?
What quote were you thinking of?
Well, the person. Let's start with the person first. I was thinking about Malcolm X.
Oh, wow, Malcolm.
Malcolm X, when I woke up this morning, I was thinking of the quote, "By any means necessary." And I hope the young guests that we have here understand, by any means necessary, you stand up for your Black power. By any means necessary, you do deny those who try to oppress you. By any means necessary, you make sure that you tell people who are trying to take away your power that they are wrong. By any means necessary, you stand up and you speak up and you speak loudly to make sure that no one denies you your full American heritage that everyone else has. By any means necessary, you recognize the people who have come before you. By any means necessary, you understand that not every smile is a smile, and there are people who will smile in your face and will work behind your back. By any means necessary, you understand the heritage and the shoulders of people who came before you and died for your freedom. By any means necessary, you work to maintain that freedom. By any means necessary, you keep talking about Ferguson, which I represent. By any means necessary, you talk about Charlottesville. By any means necessary, you talk about every single young Black man who has been killed by an officer. By any means necessary, you respect that Black woman who is loving you and nourishing you and giving you the strength that you need to move on. By any means necessary, you get up, you wake up, you work hard, and you defy the impossible, because even amongst those smiles that we see, those cheers that we hear, there are enemies who are waiting to harm you. And by any means necessary, you fight against all of them. Senator, that's what I was thinking about this morning when I woke up. By any means necessary, Black people must rise up and fight their oppressors, even when they work with their oppressors.
That was phenomenal. That was phenomenal. Great message, Senator. That was a great message to those young men. By any means necessary, stay woke, stay Black, and stay strong.
That's right. That's the message. And Senator, I think this is the only time in history there are only three of us who are African American, but it's the most that there's ever been in the Senate. Thank you.
Senators, on the order of business of introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Hearing none. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Hearing none. Resolutions. Hearing none. Concurrent resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Here, Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To speak on a point of personal privilege.
Senate will come to order. Senator from Buchanan is requested to speak on a point of personal privilege. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate has important business to do today. We have some bills to third read. We have other things that we need to do. And I think there's very important business that we need to get to. And I'm not intending to prevent that in any way. But I had some thoughts about what happened last evening, and I want to share them with my colleagues. I think this is really important. Now, it may look to a lot of members here in the Senate that there are some of us that are objecting to individuals that the governor appointed to the MHDC. And that's not the case. I personally don't object to those individuals. What I object to is the activity. It's what went on. It's how the governor appointed people to the MHDC, and they just did his will. They were just puppets. Just, we're going to appoint you, you're going to go do this work, and the governor, you're just going to do my bidding for me. That's the activity that I object to, and that some others of us in this chamber object to. Not the individuals. It's that activity. And I want you to absolutely understand that. It's critically important. So that's not the way the process is supposed to go. The governor is supposed to pick good people that want to do the right thing, that go onto these boards and commissions and do the right thing. That's the way it's supposed to be on the state school board and on the Veterans Commission and on the Clean Water Commission and also on the MHDC. Not puppeteering. And I object to the puppeteering that the governor does. The thing is that the governor has done this so much, and he's disrespected the legislature repeatedly. You've seen it over the last year. And so several of us have lost trust in the governor. We're supposed to give the governor our advice and consent. But I don't trust the governor to listen to our advice. If we send those appointees, those three back, I think, and I believe that the governor will, just to show us that he can, reappoint these same people to that commission. And it's time to say no. It's time for the Senate to stand up and be the Senate. Say no. Say, Governor, we don't trust you. We don't trust you, Governor. We don't want to ban these people for life. There are several of us, and the senator from Newton spoke passionately about how he does not want to ban these people for life. I don't want to ban these people for life. I don't want to do that. This isn't the senator from the 34th wanting to just ban these people just to show that we can. No. That is why we said, Governor, just send us a note. Put it in writing. Write it on the back of a napkin. You know, whatever. Just say, I'm going to respect the Senate, and I won't put these people. I'll respect your advice and consent. And I won't reappoint these people. You know, that's all we wanted. Just have the governor just say that. He will respect our advice and consent. If it's obvious that we don't want these three because of they proved that they could just be puppets, just tell us you won't send it back to us. Maybe I tell you what, why don't we do the thing where they block all the windows, you know, and tell everybody, all the staff, to leave, and we go into the committee of the whole or whatever and invite the governor to come down. He won't even have to put it in writing. He can just come up there, walk up to the podium and say, listen, I respect the Senate. And if that's your advice to me, that we not reappoint these people, I won't do that to you. I won't do that. That would go a long way to repairing his relationship with the Senate. You know? Because that's what really needs to happen. So I want you to understand, if the government, yeah, here it is, Rule 83. If the Senate devolves and eats its own tail, if we blow up over three nominees to the MDHC, we have good reason for not wanting those three. If the Senate blows up over this, the governor wins. This is not some senators versus the Senate. This is the Senate versus the governor. This is the Senate. We need to be the Senate. Now, some of us feel in this room that the governor won't do that. He won't write the letter. He won't come and talk to us because it would make him look weak. He's wrong. It wouldn't make him look weak. But several of us think that that would make him look weak and that he won't do that. But so that we have this choice, we can either let the governor win by having us send his nominees back, in which case he'll be free to reappoint them, or we can tell the governor, respect us. Now, we're going to do this other business, and eventually we're going to come around probably to this issue again. The governor has time here. We have time to talk. We have time to negotiate. We have time. I just don't want the governor to win. There's a constitutional principle here. This isn't me wanting the Senate to blow up. This is me wanting us to enforce a constitutional principle. I don't want the Senate to blow up. Please don't let the Senate blow up. We can stop this. And so I just wanted you to think about those thoughts. And I hope that when we come around to this order of business, that, you know, we'll have a clear heads and we'll think about acting as the Senate and not just put the value of the Senate, the protection of the Senate, and the constitutional principle above worrying about three individuals who might get banned for life when the governor himself could stop it. And so that's what I'm asking you to think about. Thank you so much, Mr. President.
The Senate is on the order of business of concurrent resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to an inquiry from Senator from Butler?
I do.
Senator from Butler, you may proceed.
Senator, I don't know how you're feeling this morning, but I feel the same way Senator from Buchanan does.
The Senator from Buchanan expressed it very well. What we're trying to do is retain the integrity of the Senate to be part of the process of consent, advice and consent. That has been circumvented. We've seen it with the State Board of Education. We've seen it with the Housing Commission. We need to make sure that it's understood that this issue is about the process being violated. This issue is about the Senate standing firm for what we believe is the tradition of the executive branch being separate from the legislative branch, and that we have our responsibility in this process.
That's correct. You know, I just think that this issue, if you really dug down and did some heavy mining on it, I think you'd just find a lack of respect from the governor's office for our Senate leadership that we have. I think there's a lot of disrespect there going on, and also disrespect of individual senators, as well as the Senate as a whole. you know, calling us third graders, calling us career corrupt politicians, all the things that's been said and done and try to force down our throats, you know, going back to the State Board of Education. We just go on and on. We're not going to do that here this morning right now yet. But I just feel like that what the Senator from Buchanan just said, it could very easily get taken care of here. I personally don't have a vendetta against any of the three that's left of the nominees for that for the commissions. But, you know, at the same time, an inquiry that I had with one of the commissioners, one of the appointees, was there was an amendment brought forward that day that just reasonably asked for 30 days to gather a little bit more information for the new members and maybe to inquire some from the legislature and kind of find out how this got set up in the first place and not be usurping the legislature and the power that we have to bring that program forth in the first place. And as you know, this is going to have severe consequences on the rural areas, whether or not you're actually a supporter of the policies that brings forth or not, it will have. But I just felt like that was a reasonable request of those that made an official vote. And one of the appointees was appointed less than 48 hours before they made that vote. And then you go back to the how many people do we actually have to appoint to the State Board of Education? What, do you get rid of five or something like that and left five and ten? Or
that's correct. And that's one of the things that I would like for our colleagues to consider as well, because they're one to pull on our heartstrings and consider the individuals that are not going to get confirmed on this Housing Development Commission. But what about the five people that were appointed to the State Board of Education and would not vote the way the governor wanted them to vote, and they were pulled off of that commission? There was no consideration for them and the embarrassment that they would have to go through. There was no consideration or embarrassment for the commissioner to be terminated by particularly one individual that wasn't even in office less than an hour.
Now, I know what that embarrassment feels like. You know, from the governor's office, you know, I was attacked by robocalls down in my district. That I was against jobs, so forth and so on. Obviously, they didn't do much background information on myself. You know, I've actually created jobs. I don't just run around all over the state talking about jobs. So,
frustrating.
That was very disappointing to me at that time. So I feel how I feel for the people like that was originally appointed to State Board of Education, and because they wouldn't carry the water for the governor, they were embarrassed by getting taken out.
And, you know, again, and I go back to your point, you and I are very much supportive of hoping the steel mill comes into Sykeston and that the aluminum smelter plant gets revived and it creates the jobs. We need the jobs down there. But there was so much misrepresentation of what took place the last day of session. My wall literally got papered by about 100 different names of folks led by the governor coming down the hall.
Busloads.
And talk about a third grader activity, papering your and my door with a bunch of notes like that.
Maybe we need to distribute those photos and see if some of the other senators would like to have their doors personally TP'd up with sticky notes by the governor of the state of Missouri leading the charge.
And you know, I am very frustrated. My parents still live in Poplar Bluff. They get the Daily American Republic. They've seen the article. The article that was ridiculous, and it got spread onto other newspaper, and you being King Libla with the crown put on your head, very embarrassing and inappropriate, because you were the guy that would have been more than willing to lead the charge to make sure we have language in place to bring that steel mill to your district. But it got misnamed, mistitled. A lot of embarrassment has been bestowed upon a governor and his activities that is not giving the respect to sitting senators in this building. And it's time for the senators to stand up for our responsibilities and duties within the Senate and let the governor know we are part of the process and we take it seriously and we mean business.
Well, you know, there's a lot of businessmen and women in this chamber and listening right now. And, you know, sometimes you have to be careful of the advisors you have, people around you giving you advice. But the mere fact that they didn't understand utility legislation into last year brought us to where we got to. you know, the senator from Clay, the past senator from Clay, did some great work. We all got together, cleaned that stuff up, got that bill out like it needed to be gotten out. But just because somebody don't understand legislation and you create issues that large, my office is next door. All you got to do is walk over to find out, hey, why do you feel the way you do on this legislation? What can we do to help gain jobs? And by going around and running robocalls in my district that I was against jobs is ridiculous.
Well, you know, there was several components. The port language on that bill last year was good. That's something that's important to you and I. I have the New Bourbon Port in St. Genevieve County. There were components of that bill that was had good language on it. But we cannot pass a bad piece of language to allow something good to go forward.
That's right.
That would be a terrible embarrassment on our part.
Well, I'm going to end this inquiry and just let you know that I think it's time for the Senate to stand up for our leadership. Our leaders have been disrespected in the Senate. Individual senators have been disrespected. I'm not going to start naming them. You know who you are. And anyway, I'm standing up for the Senate today.
Thank you. Thank you for the inquiry.
Senate is on the order of business of concurrent resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none. Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise? Oh, I'm sorry, Senator. Let me do this bill first. We've got that in the process. And I will come back to you. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 978, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to environmental restoration corporations.
Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 979, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to lead testing in certain elementary school buildings.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Callaway.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you. No explanation at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 980, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to the payment of court costs in certain probate proceedings when the state is the petitioner.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation is needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 981, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to methods of self-insurance under workers' compensation laws.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 982, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to the protection of persons with emergency medical conditions.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Green, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 983, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to criminal offenses.
Senator from Green, you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This just makes some minor updates to the criminal code changes from a few years ago. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 984, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to highway construction by disadvantaged business enterprises.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. And for the benefit of the body, this is the regular reporting of committees, not goobies.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports for standing committees. We're on a business of report standing committee. Senator from Buchanan. Okay. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Appropriations has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred Senate Bill 818, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chairman.
Senator from Barton.
Your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has a report.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report. You want to Lincoln Days this weekend?
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 705, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Christian.
On Economic Development has a report.
Senator, report forward. I see you, Senator from Buchanan. You missed your turn. I'll catch up to you in a second. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 549, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 550, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 629, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 663, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wasson, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Senator, report forward.
I'll read the report.
Oh, Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 552, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Buchanan. Senator Buchanan.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions has a report.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 699, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 718, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schaaf, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two reports.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 581, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 608, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from Jefferson.
Committee on Insurance and Banking has a report.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 623, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 569, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Whelan, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have a committee report from your committee on local government and elections.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 590, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hageman, Chairman.
Senator from Callaway.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration has a report.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred. Senate Bill 597 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Riddle, Chairman.
Senator from Barrie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred, Senate Bill 826 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sater, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Ways and Means has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred, Senate Bill 625 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wallingford, Chairman.
Senator from the Second.
Chairman, your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred, Senate Bill 599, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred, Senate Committee substitute Senate Bills 555 and 609, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Physical Oversight has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred, Senate Bill 563, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate go the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for second reading. Senator from
Senate Bill 960.
Senate Bill 960, an act relating to eye drops for newborn infants.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 961.
Senate Bill 961, an act relating to the expiration of the Petroleum Storage Tank Insurance Fund.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 962.
Senate Bill 962, an act relating to payments made by insurance companies.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 963.
Senate Bill 963, an act relating to purchasing processes for innovative technology by the Office of Administration.
General Laws, Senate Bill 964.
Senate Bill 964, an act relating to statewide assessments for elementary and secondary education students.
Education, Senate Bill 965.
Senate Bill 965, an act relating to child care subsidies.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 966.
Senate Bill 966, an act relating to administration of the criminal justice system.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 967.
Senate Bill 967, an act relating to litigation financing.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 968.
Senate Bill 968, an act relating to financing for electrical corporations.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 969.
Senate Bill 969, an act relating to vendors of consumer-directed services.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 970.
Senate Bill 970, an act relating to victim impact programs for persons found guilty of driving while intoxicated.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 971.
Senate Bill 971, an act relating to termination of parental rights.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 972.
Senate Bill 972, an act relating to energy.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 973.
Senate Bill 973, an act relating to the base annual compensation of certain police officers.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 974.
Senate Bill 974, an act relating to convictions of included offenses.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Mr. President.
Senator Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Would you refer Senate Concur Resolution 40 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, and Ethics?
It shall be referred. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading. Call the calendar, Senator. Senate Bill 563, Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 563 be taken up for third read and final passage.
Senator from Berry has moved that Senate Bill number 563 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Is many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 563 be third read and finally passed.
Senator from Berry moves that Senate Bill number 563 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This is the bill dealing with Missouri MoRx, in which we are reinstating it fully. Last year it was cut, and I think that we need to treat our senior citizens a little better. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the sponsor of the bill.
Senator from Berry, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 14th?
I yield.
Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, do you remember what year the Senior RX program actually passed through the legislature? The first time.
First time. Just a minute. I have that here. It seems like it was back in the 2005 or 2007, something like that.
It was when Joe Maxwell was the lieutenant governor, and I would like to say I am saying that I was working for him at the time, and it was a really important issue that we needed to deal with. helping out our seniors. We were going across the state to talk to desperate communities that did not have the type of resources that they needed to have the Senior RX program. But I was just checking in to see when you, if you knew when it started.
Okay.
And I want to say before that, because I do want to say, and I could be wrong on this, but there was a special session in 2000, actually during 9/11. And during that year, there were only six state legislatures that were operating on that day on 9/11. And there were two issues that we were talking about. One was the livestock or the what do y'all call it? The animals, farms, I don't know. You have the Discrimination Act. It was the livestock or the, what do you call it, the cows and all that. I don't know. We had the Discrimination Act for y'all who are from the rural areas, and then we had another bill that was dealing with senior citizens at the same time. And so we were talking about helping out our senior citizens even then. I think it was the Livestock Price Discrimination Act, and it was a huge debate between the small farmers and the corporate farmers, and then how much you sell a head per day. Anyway, I'm just going back through my memory. I wanted to know if you knew, bottom line, of when it started, and I was around when it started. I was on this side.
Yeah, there were two versions of
yeah,
it.
There are two.
The one that you were talking about came before what I state. And then when Medicare Part D...
Yes, we were filling the donut hole.
Then we had to change the name to MoRx from Senior RX.
Yeah, it was the Senior RX, and then it became the MoRx. All right. Well, I miss talking about this conversation, this wonderful program on committee, so I thought I'd talk about it on the floor. So thank you. I just wanted to test you.
Thank you.
Oh, Senator, we did come in together. You remember that?
Yes, we did.
You remember that glass that we had of people who were in our class? Do you keep that glass, Senator?
I've got it somewhere. I know.
Are you sure?
It's at home.
I have two of them.
Do you?
Do you remember what my title was in our freshman class?
No, I do not.
It was the social chair.
Social chair.
I was the social chair. Yes. Thank you, Senator.
Welcome.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Barry, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
The senator from Barry has renewed his motion that Senate Bill number 563 be read a third time and finally pass. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 563, an act relating to the Missouri RX plan. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd votes aye. Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 5th votes aye. By your vote of 30 ayes, 1 no, the bill having received a constituted majority is declared passed. Senate Bill 659, Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 659 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Andrew moves that Senate Bill number 659 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Andrews.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that the Senate Bill 659 be third read and finally passed.
The Senator from Andrew moves that the Senate Bill number 659 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
I certainly will give happy to give a brief explanation. This is the bill that we discussed the other day that deals with rural water and sewer grant connection limit increases. It raises the grant limit per connection from $1,400 to $3,000 to reflect the time of passage from when it was adjusted last. Again, this grant is for programs will be determined, the amount of these programs out there will be determined by the lowest of $500,000, 50% of the grant construction cost, or the 3,000 multiplier by the number of connected users. And with that, Mr. President, I would renew my motion and be glad to field any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Andrew, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Andrew renews his motion that Senate Bill number 659 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 659, an act relating to grants to assist in financing certain utility projects. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sader, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd votes aye.
So
32. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling perfected motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading, and I'd ask you to call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills for third reading. First up is House Bill, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1246. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1246 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The senator from the second moves that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1246 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1246 be third read and finally passed.
Senator from the second has now moved that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1246 be third read and finally passed. Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
Yes, Mr. President. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1246 will give Missouri one more tool in its fight against human trafficking. This bill has been a project that Representative Gloria Brown has worked on for a number of years, and because of her serious illness, Representative Patricia Pike has worked on it this year. This bill would require that the Department of Public Safety develop a poster containing information, including the Human Trafficking Resource Center hotline phone number and text message information, by January 1st of next year. It would require posting of signs in those locations where victims of human trafficking are most likely to be found. These places include hotels that have been cited as nuisances for prostitution, as well as strip clubs, train and bus stations, emergency rooms.
Senate will come to order for the senator to be able to explain the bill. Senator, you may proceed.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President, as well as emergency rooms, women's health centers, and pregnancy resource centers. Human trafficking, Mr. President, has been reported in all 50 states, and unfortunately, Missouri and its position as in the crossroads of the nation is one of the top 20 states for human trafficking. Senate Bill 1246 aims to provide assistance to those forced into a life of human trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion. This legislation was one of the main recommendations of the Interim Committee on Human Trafficking, a task force on which I served. Mr. President, this legislature's fight against human trafficking has been a bipartisan one. In 2015, the senator from the 5th sponsored SCR1, which made January Human Trafficking Awareness Month. In 2016, I worked with the senator from the 13th, as well as the senator from Green, to pass House Bill 1562, which included advertising the availability of a victim of sex trafficking to the crime of human trafficking. House Bill 1246 passed the House by a vote of 139-5 and was voted unanimously out of committee by the Transportation and Public Safety Committee. This bill will allow victims of human trafficking to get the information they need to escape the hellish human existence created for them by those who would exploit them for profit. Mr. President, I'd be happy to take any questions. If not, I'd renew my motion.
The senator desire to be heard. Senator from the first, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I rise for a point of personal privilege.
Senator from the first has requested a point of personal privilege. Senate will come to order. Senator from first.
To my colleagues, I will, not for the first time on this floor, apologize in advance if my emotions get the better of me. But I think, as the senator from the second alluded to, we are all aware of the circumstances under which this House bill comes to the floor of the Missouri Senate for third read and final passage on February 1st, this early in session. As I rise today, I am struck by the fact, and as I look ahead to the dais and see a staff member of the senator from Newton's office, I look to the staff table, I see a staff member of the senator from Jefferson's office, Jefferson County's office. And I look to the side of the chamber and I see my predecessor, a staff member in the senator from Buchanan's office, that I am far from the only one in this chamber who could say what I'm about to say, and I probably can't even say it best. Those three could probably say it much better than me. But as a senator from the first, I feel compelled to invoke my prerogative to recognize the efforts and service of this bill's co-sponsor, of our mutual colleague, of my constituent, and most importantly, our friend, Representative Gloria Brown. I have had the honor and pleasure and privilege of knowing Representative Brown for more than a decade. We've served together in almost innumerable community organizations and, of course, here in the legislature. As long as I have known her, she has worked tirelessly and selflessly on behalf of her community. She has championed the causes of small business, of life, of family values, education, youth services, housing, public safety, and so many others, including the very important subject matter of this legislation, combating the terrible scourge of human trafficking. I say this for anybody who's been involved in South County or in Lima, in the community, or in civic pursuits over these many years. It really seems to us that Representative Brown has been seemingly everywhere and involved in seemingly everything. Those of you who are there and know her know how true that is. You cannot turn around in the Genesis Banquet Center. You cannot turn around at a Melville school function. You cannot turn around at a Lima Housing Partnership function without Representative Brown being right there. And that has been true for a very, very long time. As the senator from the second alluded to, it now appears that all of our time serving together with Representative Brown may be nearing an end. So I wanted to take this moment on behalf of the people of the 1st Senate District, which includes substantially all of the 94th House District, and on behalf of the people of the state of Missouri, to say to Representative Brown, while we still can, thank you. Thank you for all you have done to make our community and our state a better place for so many people. Representative Brown, our thoughts, our prayers, and our best wishes are with you, your family, and your loved ones in your journey ahead. We are tremendously grateful and honored by your service and friendship. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senate is on the order of business of House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1246. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barrie, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the senator from the second.
Senator from the second, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Barrie?
I do.
Senator from Barrie, you may proceed.
Senator, I also had the privilege of serving with Representative Brown and got to know her very well. She was in an accident when I was in the House, as you remember, and had some problems there getting over that. But anyway, she was a strong advocate for the human trafficking, and she was just so good and cared about people. But this particular bill here, the Department of Public Safety,
yes,
is going to have a website to where all the entities that you mentioned, people can go to, and all they have to do is just print.
Hit the print button and print out a poster.
Right, print out a poster. So there's no cost to the state.
Yeah, there's no fiscal.
And there's really no cost to any of these entities that you mentioned.
There's really not. Right.
So anyway, it's. I hope this helps. I think it will.
Yes.
And I appreciate the work you've done, and especially the work that Representative Brown has done.
Right. She deserves all the credit.
Yes, she does. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from the Second, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from the Second renews his motion that House Committee substitute for House Bill 1246 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee substitute for House Bill number 1246, an act relating to human trafficking hotline posters. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sader, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, I'd ask them to please be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1769, entitled An Act Relating to the Offense of Filing False Documents. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1504, entitled An Act Relating to Zoning Around National Guard Training Centers. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1617, entitled An Act Relating to Telehealth. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1665, entitled An Act Relating to a Visiting Scholar's Certificate. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Joint Resolution 59, entitled A Joint Resolution Relating to Bingo. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize the Senator from Newton County.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President. It has been brought to my attention
The Secretary of the Senate has received an email from the Governor's office that the three members of Missouri Housing Development Commission has resigned. No further action by the Senate is necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Just to inquire of the Senator from Newton.
Senator from Newton, you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan.
Okay, so I want to make sure that I understand exactly what the email from the governor means. And also, I'd like to have that email distributed. But my understanding is that under the Constitution, if the governor makes a nomination and it comes into our possession and we fail to confirm for 30 days, and that ends tomorrow at midnight, then those people are banned for life from being able to serve in that position. Now, if the governor's telling us that no further action is needed, they're going to end up banned for life.
The governor's not saying that. The Secretary of the Senate told me that she received an email indicating that those members resigned. This isn't a governor's communication. This, from whatever office or the Secretary of the Senate.
Well, they can resign all they want, but we still have their nomination in our possession. They can resign, and it won't affect the fact that they'll be banned for life. I mean, that's my interpretation of this. And I want to just make sure that everybody has clarity. I don't really want to ban them for life. The governor, he said, please be advised that I have accepted the resignation of the following appointees. To my way of thinking, if they resign, he could reappoint them on May the 17th, couldn't he?
If these people resigned after the nonsense went on the floor of the Senate, I don't know why anybody in their right mind would ever want to go on that board again.
Well, I mean, I would agree with that. But I just want to know, are they banned for life, and can we get an opinion of somebody while we, or can we, maybe we should just inquire until we get an opinion from somebody and find out, are they going to be banned for life because of what the governor's doing here?
Well, I can get you that information, but regardless, they pulled their nomination themselves, so they don't want to serve, so I'll be happy to get you a legal opinion. If there's one, do you have one coming? 1 minute, I'll get you an answer.
I thank you for the inquiry, President.
Let me give you an answer here before, and then you can move on.
Okay.
That's what you're asking.
Yes.
The legal authority is listed in the letter being distributed. There are past examples of such resignations, so based on tradition, they have the ability to send a note, an email that they're resigning, so that's all I can tell you.
But that doesn't answer the question of are they banned for life, since we failed to confirm.
Are they banned for life?
We need to know the answer to whether they're banned for life.
Give me an answer on that, would you please? And I can answer the senator, and then he can move on.
And then the other thing is that I'd like to know is, does the governor have the ability to reappoint them? I mean, we need to know the answer to that. Just does he have the ability if they, you know, I just want to know.
The legal opinion is it's up to the court.
Oh,
there
it's
you
up
go.
To the court.
Up to the court. If there's a...
Well, Senator, thank you for the inquiry. Mr. President?
Senator will come to order. Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the Senator from the 7th.
Senator from the 7th, you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan.
I do.
Senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Well, this is an interesting turn of events.
It is. I think that we're in a little uncharted territory right here. The way that I read, and I've talked to some of our staff, and I talked to the Senate staff, if we do not take action on this motion, and we go to an adjournment motion, and we adjourn, from our rule standpoint, there's no difference in if we carried this to Friday at midnight. The same outcome
will be rather we adjourn right now or we go to Friday at midnight. There's no difference in what the Senate action took. Now, the difference will be if the lifetime ban were to be the status of their current condition, that wouldn't be challenged unless he reappointed them in the interim. Right. So if he doesn't reappoint them and nobody challenged that they had the lifetime ban, then that lifetime ban is moot.
Right.
So only in the event that he would reappoint these three would a legal challenge be brought. That legal challenge would then let the courts decide whether the inaction of the Senate on that motion for the Constitution would then impose that ban. But for our purposes, an adjournment motion from the floor leader in this moment and going until Friday night at midnight is the exact same inaction that would be taken.
Right.
So my feeling is that if the governor has submitted this email, I read that as meeting us partial the way of saying that, look, I am understanding the Senate's position, because once this adjournment motion is made and we don't come back until Monday, the same exact condition of hitting midnight at 5 or on Friday will be met.
Okay, so basically there are very wealthy people who really don't want to see these people back on that commission. So if the governor did do something, that wily old governor, if that wily old governor called up these people and said, we're going to do a little workaround here and we're going to have you resign today, and then on May the 16th we'll reappoint you.
A court would decide.
There are some very wealthy people that would take them to court. I really believe that. So it's essentially the same as a lifetime ban, because you know what I think? I think a court would hold up
the
lifetime ban.
I think the governor, without so much as declaring it with this email, is saying, I'm not going to reappoint these gentlemen to this board.
I think you're right.
I think we go ahead and we allow the adjournment motion to go forward, and we go home this weekend, and we come back on Monday, and we begin the work of the Senate again.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
I appreciate your inquiry. Mr. President?
Senator from Buchanan, what purpose you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from St. Francois.
Senator from St. Francis, you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I do.
Senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Now, you realize, Senator, that this is like new territory for the state of Missouri. And if they are allowed to do this here, they will probably do the same thing when it comes time to deal with the Board of Education nominees. So here is what I have to say about that. Governor, if you intend to deal with the Board of Education nominees the same way that you're dealing with these right now, in May, my advice would be pick up the phone and call them and tell them to resign now so that the Board of Education can get on with its business, because right now the Board of Education does not have a quorum. What do you say to that?
I think you're spot on in that response, and that State Board of Education will be dealt with the same challenges that we've seen with the folks on the Housing Development Commission. So if the governor is going to find himself in the same place here in the future, he might as well have those folks resign, appoint folks that we can give consent and let the State Board of Education be able to function again. Right now, they do not have a quorum. But my point that I want to make right now is, these nominees are still in the possession of the Senate. The Senate decides whether or not we want to accept these resignations or not.
I would agree with that.
So, I think it's very clear that we need to understand that we are still in control of this decision-making process as to whether or not we want this to go forward. I think it's very important that we understand that based upon the limited information we have, uncharted waters that we've gone into, and it's going to take a court case, probably decided that if the governor tries to reappoint these during the interim after we're gone, I would hope that we have an opportunity, and we will take an opportunity to have that court case, and we will fight their appointments again.
Again, it will bring about a distrust and a laden relationship with the governor one more time.
It will be interesting to see how long it takes the governor to call up the Board of Education people, ask them to resign, and then appoint new people to the board. It will be, we'll be watching.
Absolutely. And this is a prime opportunity that this is a very similar situation with the state board. He needs to have those folks give us their letters of resignation right now as well. So then we're in a position to reappoint folks, get the State Board of Education functioning again.
Thank you for the inquiry, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcements. Senate is on the order of business of announcements. Announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. Move the Senate stand adjourned until 1600. Monday, February 5th, 2018 AD.
Senator from Cole has moved that the Senate stand adjourned till 4 p.m. on Monday, February the 5th, at 2018. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes, I believe, have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned till 4 p.m. Monday, February the 5th, 2018.